prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, could we please have the roll call?
Mrs. Bassal?
Here.
Mr. Campbell?
Here.
Mr. Clayton?
Here.
Mrs. DePalma?
Here.
Mr. Fiore?
Here.
Mr. Gardner? Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mr. Serino? Mr. Vitale? Mr. Walsh?
Here.
Mrs. Walsh?
Here.
Quorum?
Mr. Vitale and Mr. Serino reached out and said they were traveling on business tonight. Our mission statement: Massillon Schools District mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey core curriculum content standards, and function within the community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public: oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment, and in many cases, by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Acceptance of minutes: recommend approval and acceptance of the minutes of the committee of the whole meeting and the executive session minutes of July 15, 2014, and the regular public meeting and the executive session minutes of July 22, 2014. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such a time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed session no longer exists. Do we have a motion to accept the minutes?
Motion.
Second.
Mrs. DePalma, second by Mr. Walsh. Sandy.
Mrs. Bassal?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. DePalma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Carried.
Next, we have some presentations. I'm going to ask Dr. Cajun to assist with the presentations.
Be my pleasure. First presentation we have are for two students who are the winners of the Simon David Rybels 2014 essay contest. Part of my role at coming in July was to meet as many people as possible, and I had the opportunity to meet some extraordinary teachers, which we have two this evening, some extraordinary parents, which we have this evening, who told me some stories about some extraordinary children. And tonight we want to recognize them. I'm going to ask Tom to please focus on the resolution that these children received for winning the essay contest. If you would, Tom?
Yes, this is a resolution from the New Jersey General Assembly by Assemblyman Rybel. Whereas the General Assembly of the State of New Jersey is pleased to salute and commend Ginger Brown and Jack Minton, admired young members of the Garden State community and outstanding students at Manasquan Elementary School, as winners in Assemblyman David P. Rybel's 2014 essay contest. And whereas this prestigious accolade is being bestowed upon them in appreciation of the creativity and eloquence displayed in the award-winning essay, answering the questions, "If you were governor, how would you improve New Jersey?" and "Why is New Jersey the greatest of all the United States?" And whereas the people of the 30th Legislative District, through their elected representatives, recognize these outstanding students as a developing citizen whose energy and achievements help us glimpse a future filled with hope and promise. And whereas, through dedication and active involvement in the learning process, Ginger and Jack have brought honor and pride to the Garden State. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the General Assembly of the State of New Jersey that this House hereby commends and salutes Ginger Brown and Jack Minton, and extends their sincerest best wishes for continued happiness and success in the future. And be it further resolved that a duly authenticated copy of this resolution, signed by the speaker and attested by the clerk, be transmitted to both Ginger Brown and Jack Minton. could have Ginger and Jack come up, please.
Yeah, we're going to give that back. Whose is this?
This was Ginger's.
Ginger's? I got something left it to us. And Andrew kept telling me, don't drop it. So it was other extremes.
Congratulations. This says, Mass One Board of Education presents this certificate of achievement to Ginger Brown and Jack Minton. Winning Assembly of Rivals 2014. That's good also.
I would like to focus on why tonight. And after being recognized by the state of New Jersey and being part of the Manaswan family, it's such a great representation of a connection between students, parents, and a Board of Education that recognizes excellence. So after we had spoke, that's why I thought tonight would be wonderful. And I brought your names to the board. They were 1,000% behind Julie succeeding. So even though we're second and you got this first, I want us to be first in your mind. You're part of the Manaswan family. And you don't know, you really don't know how proud I am of you, because to take your time to sit down and write these essays, when you could be able to do in the book. When you could be, I want to see the surf team. Awesome, I can't wait to see you guys practice. You could have been surfing and...
Softball.
Softball? Awesome, you're involved in that. You could have been outside in beautiful days, but you chose to take your time to write an essay about the eloquence and the creativity of our government. Now you are governing with our government, and I think our governor is extremely creative and extremely eloquent. I'm very proud of other people who does so. Thank you very much. That's why. And parents, thank you very much.
Frank. Congratulations. Can you tell us what you suggested be fixed in New Jersey and what is the best about our state?
Well, I actually wrote about what I would change if I was the governor. And shockingly, I wrote about how it should be less standardized testing.
Well, talking about creativity, that doesn't shock me. Thank you.
It's really quiet, though, Jack.
Because
thank you for that question.
Because we spend so much time testing when we could be learning new stuff. Like, we take at least 4 tests a week when we could take that's like a full day worth of learning we could use to.
Well, I want you to know I'm listening. So I'm going to be straight about this, and I agree with you. And if this is a quest for knowledge, and you want to get involved in the active participation of learning, that means much more to me than taking a standardized test. Mom, that's awesome. Great.
No, he specifically wanted to learn more with some tests.
What about you, Ginger?
And?
I wrote the same one.
Good job, Jeff.
Also, we have another presentation tonight, and again, it's a demonstration of excellence for the Manaswan family. When I had an opportunity to speak to the teachers who came in to talk with us, I was afforded the opportunity to meet 2 of our James Madison Fellows. And I'm just going to read some things about a James Madison Fellowship. Fellows, to me, it's a great accomplishment. And I don't know if the day that we spoke you realized how I was impacted by this, but you're talking to an experienced AP history teacher. So I know how diligent you have to be and how focused and what you bring to the classroom from this experience. And it's more than money can buy, and I thank you for that. But getting to the reading, Jay sent me this. If you don't mind, I'm going to read it. Thank you. Below you will find a brief overview of the James Madison Memorial Fellowship for review that I took from the Foundation's website. The fellowship is an academically competitive program An award is made to the applicant based on strength of transcript, recommendation from peers and supervisors. Additionally, applicants must respond to a series of questions based on content knowledge of the Constitution and the founding period. The fellowship's central objective is to create teacher scholars in the area of United States constitutional history. Manasquan High School is one of very few high schools to have two Madison Fellows on staff. The fellowship is a career-long commitment and continually offers opportunities for academic and professional growth. I am currently serving as the New Jersey director of the fellowship's E. Pluribus Unum. I got that out right. Nice. A program to foster collaboration and scholarship among New Jersey James Madison Fellows. I hope you find the information below very helpful. And then he wrote several paragraphs about the program. It was very helpful. You should be very proud of this accomplishment. And that's why when I sat down and I came to the board and I said, I do want to demonstrate excellence in the classroom. There wasn't a better example I could find than the children we presented this evening, nor the two fellows who sit in front of us. So thank you very much. This is awesome.
We have certificates of achievement for both Jason Bryan and James Fagan for being named recipients of the James Madison Memorial Scholarship. On behalf of the Board of Education, I'd like to present those to you.
This year to serve on the selection committee down in D.C. I knew it was a rigorous process. And having sat there and read the state application, it even brought home how rigorous, more rigorous than I thought the process was, and that Jim is really to be commended because the applicants, as the program has gone on, have just gotten stronger and stronger and stronger. And Jim spent the summer down in D.C. this year, like I did in the past, and you can say, maybe say a little bit about that.
Yeah, part of the fellowship is you have to go to Georgetown and take two classes on the Constitution. So I was there for a month living in the dorms. Everything once again, living in D.C. So it was really thanks to Janet. You wrote a letter of recommendation.
Hanging out on the street.
Hanging out on the street.
And I think our experience is really reflective of the rest of the staff that we work with. And everybody collaborates and kind of pushes their colleagues forward. It's a great place to be. So.
Hope you feel respect.
Thank you.
Do you want to have a photo here?
Want my phone?
If we take a picture.
Trish, do you want to take your let me take a picture of your phone?
Trish has her camera.
Trish Brown Photography also if you want family portrait.
Shall we take one picture or two?
Whatever you like.
Well, I'm speaking to the
to Brianna.
Brianna, should I take one picture or two? One with all four people?
One.
Okay, awesome.
With the kids and go ahead, guys. And if you keep doing well, you can be an AP and be in the part of the balloon wars. It's pretty awesome.
Yes. Pretty awesome. My kids can't wait to be an AP in history so they can do that. Do you have one angle in?
Tell us how
I should be up next. No,
shall they be in front of us?
Would you like us to move the microphone, Trish? Do you need props?
Students are the center of activity.
There we go.
Do you want the proclamation for Jack and Ginger?
No, we're good. Let me just check. Perfect.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, since we know this is the last full week off before school starts again, we will not be offended if anybody that just received a proclamation would like to leave and enjoy the rest of their evening. But if you'd like to stay, you're more than welcome.
Thank you very much for being here, guys.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Next, we have our superintendent's report and informational items.
I have three things in the superintendent's report this evening. First and foremost, I've been actively engaged in the hiring process, and just recently I received somebody from the elementary school focusing on the school nurse recommendation, which I checked references. At this time, I would like to recommend Denise Shane to fill the open school nurse position at the elementary school. And checking references, this particular candidate got some glowing remarks from the references I checked. However, before I like to bring someone, recommend someone to you, I'd like to meet them first. I had not had the opportunity to meet this person. I would like the opportunity to meet this person, but I would also like to hire them in a timely fashion for a school. So what I'm asking the board tonight is to afford me the opportunity to hire this person after I talk with them between board meetings, just for this one particular position.
You'll add that to the resolutions. At the time, we're doing the other resolutions.
Any discussion? No. It's just for this one position, okay? Because I think it's necessary that we have that person when school starts. Thank you. Also, there's a calendar change, as you can see, for the school year. That calendar change is represented in the calendars that you receive. And the date of January 30th was a faculty-only district in service. The request of the administrator was to move that date to the 26th for several reasons. Because of the midterm exams that will not be used this year, the continuity of education will continue in the classroom, teaching will continue those days, which makes that semester long enough to end on the 26th, and therefore they can have the in-service that day and then start the new semester after that, which makes everything fit much more nicely for the administration and the students. So it's student-focused, and again, for the continuity of education, I'm bringing that to you tonight. That's why that will change. Okay. And the other thing is the retreat dates that we have. Our board retreat will be focused on policy, procedures, and also goals for this year, goals for the board and goals for the superintendent. And the retreat dates that we have, we cannot meet on 9/10, 9/16, 9/18, and 9/23. The date that we have here, Lynn, is it still going to be the 3rd?
No, there was a conflict with September 3rd, so we're being offered September 29th and September 30th, a Monday or Tuesday.
So we'd like the board to pick one of those 2 days. I would like, I think we all have to be there. So if somebody can't be there on those 2 days, we'll have to go back and try to get another day.
Is the 29th a board meeting night?
It's a Monday. It's not a board meeting.
But it would be Monday. We said Monday and Tuesday, 29th and 30th. I don't know. 29th and 30th? Oh, we do
have either one of those
Monday
days.
Monday or Tuesday? Is Tuesday a board?
No, the Tuesday is not a board meeting.
Okay.
Kathy also has the 25th available, but it's Rosh Hashanah, and I would prefer not to move to that date, out of respect.
Should we talk about it now, or is this something you want to...
Well, does anybody know of a conflict that they have on the 29th or 30th?
Yeah, I think your phone and check your calendar.
Well, why don't you get back to me?
Just get back.
Okay, you don't need to choose tonight. I mean, it would work much better for us if we did, but if you can, I understand.
But more importantly, it's not going to be the 3rd.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm available both days.
Okay.
Just let me know.
And if there's another day that fits better, we'll get to Kathy and then we'll get the whole board, but we would like 100% attendance. Manasquan's a wonderful place, the end of my superintendent's report. It's really great. I'm happy to be here.
Glad you like it.
I more than like it, as you can see this evening.
Thank you, Dr. Cajun. That brings us to our first public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of this meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer, shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by an individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific, prospective, or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in the agenda only, please.
Michelle Sala, 44 Parker Avenue. With regards to Manasquan being a wonderful place, Dr. Cajun, I used to think that also. I went to grammar school here, I went to high school here, and it hasn't been that wonderful to me lately, and I know you understand why. I have a concern with what's on the agenda tonight with regards to, I'm not really even sure what it is that you're addressing with the audios. I don't know if it's a resolution, I don't know if it's a proclamation, I'm not really sure what it is, but I'd like to point out that if you pass it the way that it's written, you're passing something that's untrue. The first line says that these are audio recordings of committee meetings, and they are not just committee meetings. I was in those meetings. With all due respect, you were not here. Mr. Gross was not here. There's one of those meetings that was an agenda meeting between myself, Mr. Mahan, and the former vice president. So if you pass this resolution as written, that these were just committee meetings, that's not true. The second thing I'd like to ask is, what has been done? It's almost comical that the end of this urges the poster to cease and desist. That's the most that we're doing. I'm not sure that one of you isn't the poster, because on August 16th, I sent an email to the board that appeared on August 18th on that website. It was not Oprah'd. So unless somebody at this table gave it to the poster or is participating with the poster, we've got a problem. So I would like to know what's been done to investigate. I wrote to the board. How did that email? Did anybody here give it out? What questions were asked? Was the board polled? How was that addressed, Mr. Pellegrino?
I'm gonna allow Mr. Gross to answer that question.
Since the Board of Education is not an investigatory organization, information certainly has been provided to law enforcement regarding these allegations and this documentation. And the law enforcement agencies have advised us that they will determine whether a crime has been committed or not.
Was that email that I sent to the board one of the pieces of that documentation?
The information that was provided was the link to the Twitter account. In addition, the packet that you had provided the superintendent of schools, which included, I would say, hundreds of pages of paper, were also sent to the law enforcement agencies.
And was this email one of them?
I don't know what email.
Okay, well, just to be clear, August 16th, I sent an email to the Board of Education, and it appeared on an online social media account that has been done nothing but relentlessly attack my family. Right before I came here, there is an email that was posted of Mrs. Muley's when she was not on the board, and that was followed by, and this is evidence and proves something along the lines of why this email is an issue. That piece that was posted is the poster's somebody who Oprah'd that document of Mrs. Muley's. The Oprah log shows that the person that requested that information that's posted there was only Michael Shelton. So, I mean, I don't know how serious, this to me looks like nothing. It looks like lip service. It looks to me like you're trying to prove to the public that you care, but it doesn't look like you're doing anything. So that's my opinion. I think it's a worthless resolution. And again, if you pass it, you're starting off passing it with something that's not true. It is not just committee audios. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa Roberts, Lebanon Drive, Riel. I'm just wondering, what are the options open to the board in regarding this Twitter account?
Mr. Gross?
As I said, the board has provided that information to law enforcement. If crimes were committed, they're the ones who could make that determination.
Is that your only avenue of action?
We can't get any information from Twitter. We have actually sent a letter to Twitter, though, asking them to remove postings. But again, we don't have control over that.
So the answer is there's nothing else you can do? That's your
only... Well, we've contacted Twitter, and we've contacted law enforcement.
I mean, as far as being a Board of Ed or the School Boards Association or the Department of Ed reporting anything, are any of those options open to you?
Every option that would be available to the district will certainly be pursued. Sure.
I just have to answer the question from my perception. When that was sent to us, I took an avenue where I need leadership in this regard. I need someone to tell me what direction you need to go in. And that's the direction we're in right now. So when you pose a question that's so open-ended to us, to me, to the board solicitor, about what options are there, the option to contact the county superintendent, it's there. I've had conversations with the county superintendent. Is there an option to send that or New Jersey school boards? I've had a discussion in my office with a representative from New Jersey school boards. Yes. But then it's up to them to take it from there. I am not in a position to force anything on anyone. I'm only in a position to present and then follow the lead that the legitimate agencies give me to follow. And one of the focuses of tonight's resolution was to say something is wrong and we don't agree with it. I mean, it's a unanimous view of a Board of Education that's saying something happened that we found reprehensible. So I think my opinion, just my opinion, we're doing everything that we can as a public agency within the confines of the legitimate actions that we were given. And I'm still looking for leadership from officials as to exactly what can be done.
Thank you, that clarified it and okay. Offered a lot more information. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good evening, Dennis Roberts, 23 Lebanon Drive in Brielle. Just to touch on this Twitter issue again, I just read this in the last 5 minutes, the resolution that you apparently put together. A lot of whereas in there. I don't know if that's supposed to make it sound legal or what. I just think it is very empty. I think a stronger position from the board, from you, Tom, maybe truly demeaning this type of action. I mean, just a stronger vocal point to cut out this cancer of our community would be, I think, better received. Understand that you're doing what you can legally, but I think a stronger voice to support the community and to detract from this type of nonsense. It's just reprehensible that this is going on and it continues as we speak. And everything that the man does is in the dark. When he listens to this tape, it will be with the blinds drawn. I didn't say any names.
Okay.
And
it might be a woman. We don't know who it is, Dennis. Well, I'm not trying to tap dance around anything.
The thing is that nothing is done. As the woman said at the last meeting, everything is anonymous. So it's all spineless nonsense. I think it's stronger if we come together as a community, as a board, be more vocal to the police that they must do something to stop this. I think that would just send a stronger message so that we can continue to improve from where we've been.
Okay.
On another note, also I apologize, I was also handed this as I got home from work today, so I'm trying to get to the bottom of exactly what this other issue, this topic is on the curriculum. I see there was a 74-page, I guess, attachment to the minutes. Part of it was the curriculum. So I have one page that I saw, and I'm looking for some clarity on this if I can. I think it's page 10 on my sheet. It says page 10. About the center of the page, 9 through 12, clear choices, dating violence, and relationships. And it says combating substance abuse, random drug testing policy presentation. Could somebody elaborate on that for me, please? What is that? Who put that together and what is it?
Well, Dennis, I'll gladly sit down and talk to you about that. I'm remiss right now because I need some heads up in regards to answering questions fully regarding the curriculum so I can reach out to those who put it together. I don't want to say something that's not true, and I don't want to just put an answer together that is nebulous at best. So I have no problem answering that at the next meeting or coming in the office, and I'll get the person who's in charge of that part of the curriculum. Or that's why I like to have questions like that ahead of time. And I know it was tough because you received it at such a late date. I got that.
Okay, well, I can appreciate what you're saying, Dr. Keeshan, but this is something that I've been pretty vocal about and talking with you about. So I would think that, hey, maybe if you had something like this coming out, you might give me a heads up.
Right.
I've been asking for this.
Right. But what I have is I'm investigating different curriculum pieces to implement cross-curriculum, which that is not one of them. So I think that's very much probably the same curriculum that we have focused on here before in Manasquan. I don't think that's new.
And that's okay, probably, so you're about to vote on this, are you not? You're going to vote on the contents of this
right.
curriculum.
Yes. Which so, we spoke about curriculum at the action meeting when we built the agenda.
I'm trying to understand your position here and be sympathetic to, you know, you trying to catch up, but...
Well, I don't, Dennis, I'm good. I mean, this was given to me by a group of professionals that I respect as a curriculum. When I met with my administrative team, this is the curriculum that they're putting forward. And therefore, I presented it to the board at the agenda-setting meeting. I answered questions about that. As you can see, they're not here this evening to talk about that.
But
I'll gladly speak to you about it. I mean, I have no problem. Do I want the board approving that this evening? Yes, that's why it's there.
But I enjoy and I appreciate those meetings as well. But this is my forum for other board members
okay.
to know what we're talking about and what some of the issues are that we've been mm-hmm. trying to bring forth. So just give me that for a
sure.
second. That I have been bringing this up. You know, it was discussed at the RDT meeting mm-hmm. at length. A couple meetings, and there was give and take from some administration. So, and then I was given documents that are completely lacking that I'm holding in my hand
right.
that don't talk about this at all, and this says 9th to 12th grade.
Right.
So there's a pretty big disconnect here from where we've been. I've been talking with you about it and talking with other people. You're ready to vote on it. I don't know the contents of it, so I'm trying to support what's happening and moving forward positively. But this is a very important piece of the puzzle and what is lacking in the RDT program here. And I'd just like to get more information. And you guys voting on tonight with the conversation that we had is an issue with me.
In order to utilize curriculums, they have to be approved by a Board of Education. That's when we get, when the state comes down and you look at CUSAC, they look to make sure that curriculums have been updated and curriculums have been approved. That's part of the process that we're going through now. The implementation of the curriculum then is part of the administration's role that I oversee, instruction, how we implement that curriculum and to see that it's being dealt with the students effectively. Now, our discussion has been the 9th through 12th piece hasn't been, from your perception,
10th through
done.
12th. Ninth grade is being addressed.
Okay, 10th through 12th. So that's an area that we want to look at. In order to have it facilitated, it's got to be approved at this level, implemented by the building levels, but approved at this level, that curriculum, in order so we can utilize it starting in September. So I don't think the process of the board approving that curriculum is going to hurt where we want to move to.
I didn't say that. I didn't think it would hurt. I think it could be positive. I'm hoping it will be, but the content of it, it certainly isn't what was
right.
given me.
Right.
We agree on that.
Yes.
So how do you see the disconnect?
Yes, I see the disconnect, but I can't answer your question
okay.
because I don't have the
fair,
answers
fair enough.
To you right now.
But here we are, we're moving forward with the vote. We don't even they're telling me we don't even have that.
On a core content-based substantial
right.
curriculum
I'll
given
give you the
to
benefit
me
of the doubt.
By professionals.
Okay.
Which I will provide for you, and you know that, if you ask.
All right, last thing is, did you get a DOE response from the other thing that we talked about for the curriculum, their mandated requirements?
Well, I had a long discussion with the judge regarding that, and I saw your email, I read your email, and the answer that I got is it's an 18A, it's what you provided to me. Did I get an answer from them in regards to are we doing it correctly? No. But that answer was in CUSAC when we passed it.
So your position is you're getting the...
My position is I'm looking at 18A, which is the legislative mandates that we have to follow, looking at the implementation of the curriculum. What you sent, as you know, you read it. It's not that focused. It's open-ended. It's how we do it that's the question, not if we do it. I think this district does do what 18A requires us to do, but not implementing it to the satisfaction of where we want to be. That's my take on it right now, today.
Yeah, I'm not following everything you're saying there, Doc, but...
Because
you know, we're not doing it 10th to 12th grade. I've proven that. And everything they gave me doesn't show anything 10th to 12th grade. I gave you what the code says we need to do.
Yes.
And I said, I'm not even looking for 10 hours. I'm just looking for something 10th to 12th grade. Not to divulge what was discussed in RDT meeting, but generally stating, you were going to get an answer from the DOE as to what the requirements were. Your position now is what?
The requirements were stated in 18A. When I spoke to the county superintendent, that's what he told me. Now, we also talked about passing CUSAC. So Joe Passamont hasn't answered the question, I guess, the way you want it answered, but the answer is, my focus is on, are we doing it according to code? And I think we are.
Okay, I guess we'll further that discussion another time.
Okay.
All right, I'm good. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Grace Roberts, I'd just like to clarify, you're about to vote on that random drug testing presentation. So is it clear that you do know what you're voting on as far as that the content of that, or you don't know what you're
random,
voting on?
What presentation?
It says 9 to 12, clear choices, dating violence and relationships, combating substance abuse / random drug testing policy presentation. That's what they're referencing.
Okay.
And it says from 9 to 12. And it says October 2014.
But that's a program that you've had implemented here before. This is not a new program, from what I understand.
I don't believe there's been a random drug testing presentation to any grade before. I could be wrong, but anyway, the question is, do we know what that presentation is that we're about to vote on?
Now, I've never seen a presentation.
I've seen the curriculum. I've seen the books. In fact, I had a discussion with two counselors today about this. Did I go through them? No.
It's just that random drug testing is not a mandatory program, so I can't imagine this would be in any kind of textbook or even a curriculum. So I'm just wondering, what is the presentation on random drug testing? And if you aren't aware of what it is or what content it is, then it probably should not be voted on.
Could it be as simple as it's in the curriculum in case we go back to a random drug testing program? It has to be in the curriculum to explain it to everyone. Could it be that simple?
I suppose it could be anything, but if we don't know, is it wise to vote on it to approve to have a random drug testing presentation given to my child who's still in this school and, you know, every other child that's in this school? What does this presentation say? I don't know, and if you don't know, it probably is not a wise idea to go ahead and pass it, and that's all I have to say.
The board doesn't make presentations. The staff does.
Seeing no one else.
Well, Dr. Hughes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No.
I just think that the concept of presentation is being looked at differently. I believe it's part of a presentation of a curriculum, which my take on it was here before. And the implementation piece, I think, has to be looked at. But from my discussion with the counselors, and I've discussed this with four of them, you've had a lot of different programs here focusing on many different aspects of student health. So.
Sure. And if we want to look at it literally, I don't think anyone up here is representing that anybody here has looked at the Holocaust grade 6 and other genocides 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I think to say that we as board members have looked through every single presentation and every single book in K through 12 in this district is unrealistic. But what I think Dr. Cajun is trying to explain to you is a curriculum is one thing.
the implementation, which we're still looking into. I know that I actually have a degree in education, taught for 13 years, and I don't feel comfortable going in and evaluating every single book, curriculum in every single grade level, and checking and double checking and questioning administrators who are here to run the district. That's what they're charged to do. Our teachers, our administrators. And I think with this, it's sensitive. I get it. The RDT is sensitive. I don't think it's not lost on anybody here. But if you need to have a curriculum in place to even explore whether it's there or not, I don't think that decision hasn't been brought to us or even asked of us yet if we are for it, against it. They're still vetting the process from what we understand. Hasn't been brought to us. If that's changed, we'll look at it then. But to say that we know every, I don't think anybody here is saying that.
Moving on to the Massaquan general items. Does anyone need anything between 11 and 22?
We're going to add a 19A
okay.
For the appointment of Denise Shane.
All right, we'll do that separate. Should we do it separate? Yeah. So does anyone need anything separated out? No one, do we have a motion for items? I'm sorry?
You said motion.
Okay. Items 11 through
22.
Mr. Campbell, do we have a second?
Second.
Mrs. Walsh. Any discussion on any of these items?
No,
Mrs. Bassone,
not Mrs. Walsh.
I apologize. Mrs. Bassone was the second.
That's fine. I just. I don't know who was talking.
Sandy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Motion carried.
19A, Mr.
19A.
We're going to have a motion 19A.
The appointment of Denise Shane as school nurse. In the Manasquan Elementary School, contingent upon a successful interview with the superintendent of schools, effective on or before September 2, 2014.
Would someone like to make that motion? Mrs. Walsh.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Walsh. Any discussion? Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh.
Yes.
Carrie.
Moving to the Manasquan Sending District items, general items number 23. through number 43. Would anybody like anything separated out?
Split out 23.
23, please.
So how about number 24? Through 43. Is everybody okay keeping those together?
Through 43, you said? Through 43?
24 to 43.
Okay.
Okay. Would we like to move 23 first? Okay, let's do that. Let's do 24 to 43. We have a motion. Do we have a second? Mr. Walsh? Any discussion on those items?
We're
24 to 43.
No, we'll discuss.
Sandy.
Mrs. Bassone.
Yes.
Mr. Campbell.
Yes.
Mr. Clayton.
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma.
Yes.
Mr. Fiore.
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Number 38, I need to abstain from Richard Reed, but everything else, yes.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Yes.
Mr. Walsh.
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh.
Yes.
Carrie.
Do we have a motion for number 23?
I'll make the motion to start the conversation.
Mrs. Walsh, second?
Second.
Mr. Walsh, any discussion, possibly?
I tend to agree with the members of the public. When I read this, I was less than moved. I think that I understand that we are not a legal body, and I understand that we do not have a definitive identification of the individual who is making these tweets. However, they have increased not only in number, but also in their viciousness and personal nature. And I, as a board member,
do agree that this behavior is reprehensible. That wording is not in the resolution at all. I would like to see some stronger language, and I would like to see this resolution condemn the behavior, calling upon the individual responsible for these posts to remove them, cease and desist, and in addition, publicly request assistance from the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office to identify the individual responsible for this unacceptable behavior and prosecute as appropriate for this inappropriate, what I would consider, cyberbullying. So I throw that out there for everybody else to react to.
We talked at length about this last week, but in all fairness, it was only a couple of us that talked. And I know that we went around and we talked about the architect and we talked about the engineer, and everyone had a lot to say. I think it'd be healthy if everyone on the board gave their views on this, because there are some of us that have become conditioned to this lunacy, and this is so out of bounds, and so many people in the community have been hurt, it's enough to sicken you. And to come up with this, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the only thing missing here is for us to tell the individual to hold his breath and turn blue. I mean, I'm raising kids. You don't deal with a bully this way. You just don't. And if this is how we deal with a bully, what do we expect children to do? What do we expect the community to think of us with the position that this sociopath may have placed us in legally? This classless, feckless clown who's gone out of his way for sport to harm people. And this is what we put together. This is an embarrassment. And I'm just curious what the rest of the people on the board think. I mean, if they think it's fine, maybe it's just evenly split. But I think it would be healthy if everyone voiced what they thought. I think it really would, you know.
The language alone is offensive, or should be offensive to everyone.
When I read it, I read those two paragraphs. Whereas the board believes that the posting of such recording is wholly inappropriate, inconsistent with its educational mission, has and will cause unnecessary injury and embarrassment to former current employees of the district, and has needlessly thrust such persons into the public spotlight. And whereas the board urges the individual or individuals publicly publicizing such recordings in the strongest possible terms to cease and desist such actions immediately, as these posts serve no legitimate purpose and will only damage the integrity and efforts of the Manasquan Board of Education and employees. I thought that said it all. Now,
but what have we resolved to do? We've resolved to slap whoever it is that we don't know on the wrist and ask them to please play nice.
I mean, Frank, you said the word reprehensible when we talked before, and that's literally a terrific word, but that's not in here.
That's why I sent it out as a draft for you to get it back to us and make changes.
Okay.
So tonight we could represent the whole board and everybody did receive this.
Well, that's the reason I said it'd probably be helpful if everyone chimed in, because you told me today it's a draft and I was unaware of that. You remember when I sent the email to you and Tommy?
And it's a draft till this evening, and when the Board of Education votes on it, it puts it into stone. And I have used that word reprehensible, and I think it is reprehensible. However, as an elected body, you have to go through the processes that are afforded to you. And I think you've done that. And I think you're going to continue to do that. And you're in a tough position because you can't make it public what we are doing because of this. And we're doing everything that I've been told from other bodies, public bodies, that we can do. So I understand your need for a stronger language. That's why this was a draft going in.
And I think that, you know, there are the legalities, and I had a conversation when this, you know, as we're supposed to ask questions, I called Dr. Cajun and said, you know, I understand the legalities, the whereas, that we're making a motion, but I asked for whether it's the spokesperson of our board speaking on our behalf, which is somewhat hard to do because maybe not everybody feels this way, to get out of the legal part and speak from the gut, which is what I think we have all probably done when we discussed this behind closed doors, that people spoke from the gut, the irrepre- you know, irre- well, I can't even mumble it now, so Or Dr. Cajun. You know, like, there's speak at the microphone about, you know, an email that I sent 6 months prior to me on the board. Don't worry about me. My issue is, which I think is multiple people's here, are one, our job as a Board of Ed to protect the reputation and the integrity of our staff, our employees, the children of this district. That's our job. You can agree with it or not. When you read your ethics laws, that's your job. That's your job when you're here, and that should be your job. I don't think you check it when you get voted off this board. But my personal, you know, I think we need to do more than just this. And I'm hopeful, and we're going to get a follow-up, whether we've done more than just this. I'm not worried about me. I'm a big girl. I can handle it. I've been handling it for years. I'm good. We need to protect our public. We need to protect this district. And we need to do everything in our power to do that. I don't know if, Dr. Cajun, if you checked what I mentioned to you before, if that's a closed session thing or a thing that I can say at the table, one of the requests that I made about who to go to, or can I do it at the table, or do I have to do it behind? Michael?
Yeah, no, I think you can do it.
I can do it? Yeah. I think we need to forward this to the Attorney General's office, and I think we need to get another set of eyes on this. This has been going on too long, and we might be, don't get me wrong, we might be found that there's not much we can do. But I think we should go to as many avenues as we can. There are, and I know that there's people worried about spending money. That doesn't cost us any money. That doesn't cost us money with our board attorney. You forward over, get another set of eyes on it. But we need to move forward, and we need to know that we've done everything we can. And just know that when we've done everything we can, then we can move forward. And if there's people who have things that are happening, I'm sure this would be the attorneys, that they feel that they're being violated, whether they feel they're being harassed, they need to go to the authorities, and they need to go to whatever authorities they feel necessary. Local, Monmouth County prosecutors, attorney general, whoever it may be, but we'll do what we can. That's my feeling, my personal. We'll do what we can.
Jim, I did talk to Dr. Cajun about this today, and I had asked, what is the difference between having a resolution and having a representative of the board speak, and because I wanted to see, you know, why we were doing the resolution and the wording, and I was told that it basically unifies the board, that we all agree that this is having a resolution in place instead of
and we're going to vote on it, and if
right,
you don't agree
right
with it, vote
exactly
no.
But I did have that question today. I had asked what is the difference between a resolution and having, you know, someone. This will, if you know, you vote on it, so you have to vote on the resolution.
But it's beyond tepid. That was my point. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's, you'd like something to have some
teeth.
Of course.
But keep in mind that we've been working with Mr. Gross on this, and he is exhausting all the legal remedies that are available to us.
But it doesn't say that in this resolution.
Well, I know, I mean, maybe it's not strong enough wording, but I mean, wholly inappropriate and reprehensible. You know, we can interchange some of the words, but I think it says what it should say, that we don't support. I mean, it says, not to divulge what we spoke about in closed session last week, but it says the sentiment of the board. And the idea was to put something out there that would be unanimously approved by the board to show, you know, our staff and the district employees that we feel, you know, could be wronged through this, that we support them. It wasn't, I mean, if we want to use harsher language, we could change it to harsher language, but I don't know that the sentiment of it changes. I mean, the idea is we don't agree with it, and we're going to, and, you know, whoever doesn't agree with it is going to vote to support the resolution. Whether or not we put harder language in there, it's the sentiment of the board that we're trying to pass across, not necessarily harsher language.
I guess that's the question. I mean,
and obviously, if you don't feel comfortable with it and it goes down, we're not just going to say that we're going to tolerate it. We'll go back and we'll try to craft another resolution that people are more comfortable with.
That was the reason I said maybe the people on the board should tell what they think. Do they think that this is worded appropriately? That was my point. Because when, I mean, Heather, we listen to you and they listen to me and we listen to Pat, but regarding the subject, we're always the one that's talking. That
well,
was
I,
my
I
point.
Just think that's in general, though, Jim.
You.
I don't think it will make. Yeah, I talk about anything, but
you know, if it's language, can we change the language as we're sitting here? I have no problem, and this is personal, and you know I feel passionate about, Lee, that we need to exhaust all avenues. That's my personal opinion. I have no problem voting yes on, if we need to correct it, if we've come to find out, you know, there's certain people who've been in meetings. Were they committee meetings? Were they closed session meetings? What were they? I don't think, were they all committee meetings? If someone knows sitting on this board that you were at a closed session meeting and you heard a recording, you need to articulate that. I wasn't even on the board, so I don't know. And Michael Gross wasn't sitting at the meetings, so he doesn't know. And Dr. Cajun wasn't there. He doesn't know. So if you were sitting at a meeting, I would think that you would articulate and say, you know what? Because I'm a firm believer. If it is out there and you do not correct it, it becomes the truth. So if you're involved in these meetings and you know it was a closed session meeting, you need to speak up. Otherwise, it becomes the truth. And you can't 6 months from now, and if there is an investigation, go, I didn't know. Well, I didn't want to say anything. We talked about it at the last meeting. Speak up. Stand up. If you have nothing, if you've done things wrong in the past and you stand up for now, you can go forward. If you continue to hide and continue to be under the thumb of someone who's threatening you, you're just continuing it on. I think that what you need to do is, if there's things that are inaccurate in here, we need to correct them. We need to communicate with our professionals. If we need to change some wording so people feel comfortable that it's actually articulating, but what we're trying to do is articulate that we as a board do not agree with this. And you will vote yes or vote no. If I vote yes, it doesn't mean that I'm think this is all it should be, correct? It means that I'm uniting as a board to say we are standing up and we are all saying this behavior, because I can tell you this, that is the most a board in the last 2 years has ever done.
Whether or not someone thinks that this statement should be stronger or is not necessarily a reason not to approve this statement. That doesn't Agreed. Mean that you don't agree with everything that's in this resolution. So Agreed. I think people need to keep that in mind. Okay.
So is there anybody sitting here who was at a closed session meeting or heard their name on an audio that knows that it wasn't just a committee meeting? Because I think we need it, or we need to say we need to hold off on this because it needs to be corrected.
I have to be honest. I don't know where to listen to these. I don't have a Twitter.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where everybody's talking about. It's on Twitter. I don't even have a Twitter account. What's that? All right, I'll talk to you.
Okay. But you can just eliminate the word committee from the first whereas.
Right, say meetings.
Just several yeah. Meetings.
The underline of Manasquan Board of Education committee meetings. We need to, that we just need to, meetings, right?
Meetings.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure. Is everybody okay with that correction?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is anyone not okay with that correction, more importantly? No. Okay.
And the first part, yeah, committee meetings.
Does that change the motion that we made if we change the wording or not?
If the mover and the seconder agreed, no different than any other motion that has changed while we were having discussion. But as Dr. Cation just said, you know, you have options right now. This was a draft. This was sent to everyone before the weekend. I don't know if anyone commented on it before this evening on it.
Yeah. I did.
And
Frank told me today that it was actually a draft.
Okay, I'm saying, so the idea is you could adopt this with that minor modification this evening. You can adopt the subsequent resolution if we can agree upon what that should be. Or you could decide to just keep this as a working draft and do it at another time. But that's certainly your option, which is why we got it to everyone before the
And my understanding was more this is the legalities mm-hmm. of it.
Of course.
Not the passion behind it.
Of course.
And we can also make yes. a statement. The president, as a speaker, can make a statement of really what we as a board feel. That's my understanding.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second.
I'm
sorry, Ms. Walsh.
Is everyone comfortable with the, now therefore be it resolved, that we're going to urge the poster to immediately remove these postings and cease and desist from future posting? Are you happy with that
and we
statement?
Will,
because I am. I would like to see something stronger.
And we will, and
you know,
we will explore every avenue.
Yeah, every legal option.
We will explore every legal option in our power?
To identify and put an end to...
What? We can't say prosecute. You can't.
To identify and...
What?
To identify and put an end to...
We will go to the lengths in which are in our power to find...
And all legal options shall be pursued to their furthest extent in order to determine the identity of the poster.
And put an end to the behavior.
Well, that's what it says, the beginning says yeah. That.
And Michael, if you change urge, to, can we change the urge to demand? We hereby demand?
Sure. Sure. So let me read the last paragraph again, as amended. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Manasquan Board of Education hereby demand the poster to immediately remove these postings and cease and desist from further postings. I would suggest, be it further resolved, that the Board of Education shall take all legal options available, and they shall be pursued to their furthest extent under the law in order to determine the identity of the poster.
Thank you.
If the mover and seconder are in agreement with that.
I am.
I am. Good?
Yes.
Sammy?
Mrs. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Yes.
Mr. Clayton?
Yes.
Mrs. De Palma?
Yes.
Mr. Fiore?
Yes.
Mrs. Garrett Muley?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Mrs. Walsh?
Yes.
Harry?
We are now to our second public forum.
Yeah, we've been to 45. I think so. I think that's what this
is. Yes. I'm sorry.
Hi, Catherine Verde, 6 McGreevy Drive. I would like to thank Heather for urging all of you on this board to free yourself, because no one is spared in this lunacy. I don't normally like to address, because if there's not a face and a name to it, who am I addressing? But the only people I can come to is you guys, because I was once in that chair, not even 4 months ago, 6 months ago. So this is perpetuating, and I said it last week and I'll say it again. I was on that side of the fence. You were not here. Mr. Gross was here. His coach, you were not here. The rest of you that were with me, we had to deal and contend with very delicate situations. There was tragedy. And is that what is going to be on audio next? I find that resolution ridiculous. We're pleading to a poster. Who is the poster? I would like to see the word investigate. I love what you said, Attorney General. We're beyond. This is over our heads. And not because we don't want to look into it. Well, I think some of us don't. Because I do believe, and it's my opinion, that certain people may have said things that you're not going to be too proud of. But it's okay. It's beyond that. It's not about it. We're adults. We can take it. I can disagree. You cannot like me. I don't like you. We'll move on. But there's children involved, and it is a shame that you all sat with me in certain situations, and God forbid that gets out. Because I do think we could all be liable. And we'll figure out the whole liability thing. But I can't even fathom putting my head to a pillow knowing that I destroyed a parent that's heart already is broken and will never, ever be replaced. So I urge you to do what you have to do. I'd like to see the FBI involved, because we're beyond. Because everybody's forgetting. We don't know who's putting these audios. What we do know is that I was in meetings, my voice is out there, and I'm okay with it. But I do know that someone taped me. I don't know who taped me. But I do know, and you can attest to this, Mr. Gross, if I don't know I'm being taped, and it's a closed session matter, and now someone puts it out there, that has to be against the law. And we need to figure out who is doing this. Who is doing this to our district? And those of us that made mistakes, those of us that maybe sided with people that we shouldn't have, need to free themselves. Join and merge. We're all on the same team now. because we can't have this nonsense out there. What else is going to come out? And if you think for 1 second you're not going to be next on the chopping block, think again.
Michelle Sala, 44 Parker Avenue. I want to thank the entire board, regardless of where you felt on this, for the discussion. Again, I think we're taking good steps and going in the right direction. I do want to make a point, though, I think that was missed. I respect Mrs. DePalma that you said you didn't hear them. It's hard for me to understand how somebody can have an opinion on something they haven't listened to or investigated or even know what we're talking about. That's number one. Number two, the point about the staff being protected, I completely understand, but you've also missed another point, that in order for this governing body to work effectively, they have to be protected. So when you are in meetings that are not supposed to be recorded, or you're not aware that somebody's recording them, you should have the freedom to speak in the venue that is appropriate. And without knowing, you know, what went on and correcting it, there's a lot of things we do here that we don't put into writing and commit to writing, your own Twitter account. So my point is, you know, just to say we're not going to do this, we're not going to do that, put it in your bylaws. Please make it part of written so that it survives you. Because when you leave and the next board comes in, you don't want to be repeating the same things. So I think, again, the emphasis also has to be on the integrity of this governing body, and you've lost that. You know, I can't imagine when there's audios to be released about private conversations on the Warrior Athletic Complex or the healthcare provider or, you know, conversations between the board solicitor and maybe one or two people. You know, this is a big can of worms, and if you don't think that this means that every conversation was recorded by whoever the poster is, and again, I want to remind the board, I'm not so certain that somebody on this board isn't working with the poster or could be the poster, because until you find out how that email got out, you won't know that answer. Thank you.
Just to answer one question, we're currently reviewing, in the process of reviewing all the policies that related to social media, and we will have some coming forward.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I just want to answer Mrs. LaSalle. I have every right to have an opinion, first of all. Especially when it includes...
Let me finish. We're not going to have dialogue.
Yeah, let me finish. Especially when it has to do with our administration and our teachers and students. Mm-hmm. So if I'm hearing from board members what was said on the tape, that's one thing. But I'm not going to lie and say I listened to the tapes.
Okay. I said I respect
that was why I was allowed to have
I said
an opinion.
I respect
Thank
the
you.
Fact.
Thank
I,
you.
Yeah, you can try to cut me off, Linda, but it's not going to work.
No,
I respect your opinion. I listened to what you said, but I don't respect the fact that you didn't have all the details. So just like random drug testing, you left and went to a hockey game, you came back, didn't hear a closed session, and you voted.
If you haven't, yeah. We're not going.
She started.
I understand.
So.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hi, Jeannie Walsh, 356 Cedar Avenue, Manasquan. Mr.
Cajun.
Doctor, I'm sorry.
Mr. Fine. Call me Frank. I'm fine.
I just want, you're new. My opinions are separate from my husband's. Jim's my husband. And but I know. But I've been here longer. My opinions are separate from him.
But I want you to know that
on good Irish
coming in here tonight, I complimented Jim on the exploits of his son. And he said, I had nothing to do with it. It was all my wife.
Yeah, that's true.
She talks a little bit further, you're going to understand what I say.
But just, I always start by saying that because, you know, my opinion is my opinion. And I just want to say, and I've been thinking this for weeks on end, and Heather brought it up, and Catherine Birdie brought it up. You can sit, you know, there, but for the grace of God go I. If the poster, I truly believe, going back, go listen to the audios from over a year ago when I got up in the cafeteria in Manasquan and I said, that told the board, you have a cancer on this board and it needs to be removed. And I think that there's still major influences. I'm not going to say that there was any kind of dealings behind closed doors, whatever, because I'm not privy to that. But fall out of step, and one of you will be Michelle LaSala. Mm-hmm. So just, I think that it's a good thing to, if you guys all, if there is something that you have with this poster, drop it, okay? Because, and if you, well, maybe you can't drop it, because maybe you'd be next. Maybe you'd be the next Michelle LaSala. So, but I'm just begging to, like, finally, you're new here. Let's get it done. let's stop the backroom wheeling and dealing and postings and sharing of information. So that's kind of rambling, but.
But I can't comment, I guess, but I guess I will. I mean, I have not seen that. I've experienced a board that has been very professional with me.
And I congratulated this board when they were seated. Tom will say, didn't I tell you that, Tom and Linda? Didn't I say I'm happy with the way the board is going now in the new direction? I could see that you kind of go, yeah, everyone seems to be working together. I'm just saying that, you know, if there's.
One thing that's being lost in the discussion is the fact of the excellence that's here in the classroom and in the activities.
Absolutely.
When Jesse came in to me, and the public will know this in September, October, whenever the administrators are presenting, and he was worried about the biology scores coming back. And he said to me, Frank, he said, I can't believe it. I said, what, Jesse? I thought he was going to give me a lot of bad news. He said that 9% of our children were below proficiency. 91% were advanced proficient or proficient in the biology test. That speaks to the excellence that's occurring in the classroom and in the homes of this district.
Which is why my daughter is coming to the school. She was.
Thank you.
She was president of the student body across the street, and this is where she chose to come to school.
I just don't want to lose sight of that.
No, and I'm certainly, I would love to promote the school, and this school is wonderful. I think it offers so much. She didn't even test for specialty schools because she wanted to come here.
And it's rich in tradition.
But this issue is separate from that.
Mm-hmm.
And until it gets resolved, it's going to be hanging over.
But no one's brushing it under the rug. I think a Board of Education was courageous as they came out with a resolution that's never been done before. We can have semantics and talk about words, but the end of that resolution stated that the board felt that this had a cease and desist, had a stop, and it was a united effort. And I compliment them for that. So, but thank you for coming to the microphone tonight. It was my pleasure meeting you.
Right. Just one last thing. Just remember, yes. I guess you're kind of their boss.
No, they're my boss.
Whatever. Well, I'm sorry, no. Yeah. But he oversees, it's kind of like different governing bodies. Somebody, Tom, you're the president of this board. Somebody obviously did send an email recently. So behind closed doors, I'm hoping that you're going around saying, and the person may never fess up to it, but it needs to be found out.
You're right. Okay. I totally agree.
Thank you.
Here. Poster.
Can she?
She does whatever she wants.
No, this is the Twitter account. This is where he.
What is this, Ms. Patillo?
Jeannie Patillo, 78 Morris Avenue. Mm-hmm. This was a post from today at 5:00. It's a reference to the post of about Heather. On it, you'll see November 12th as the tracking number for the Oprah. And then if you turn to the Oprah log, number 12 of November 12th belongs to Mike Shelton.
My email slander.
So if you can share that to whatever authority you reached out to. I've been on this for a really long time. This before the audios. My name's been on here. March, January. Like I said before, I'm on everywhere. I can tell you every screen name the guy's got. But this is really good proof. November 12th. December 2nd, November number 12 is the tracking number for the Oprah that was posted tonight that was received on December 2nd. I Oprah'd the log, the entire log for 1 year, and November 12th belongs to Mike Shelton.
Hi, Dennis Roberts, 2311 on Drive. Just one more thing on the curriculum. Just remember that Judge Apostolou told me that I did need to come here to discuss that. So
yes.
I'm just staying on that. Okay?
I'm fine, thanks.
How can somebody here define for me what CUSAC actually is?
It's a quality assurance that every district goes through every 3 years. And there's 5 areas that CUSAC focuses on when they go into a district. The county superintendent, along with his BA, along with his curriculum person, and I say curriculum person because in the last 3 years, they've changed. They've borrowed curriculum people from different counties because that position wasn't filled in the central office for the county. They come to the district, and they investigate those five areas. Then they score those five areas, and they give districts a score, and you could either be excellent, fair, or below in some areas. Curriculum is part of it. Every curriculum has to be updated every 3 to 5 years. And when CUSAC was here, I believe Joe Passamon did that. Governance is another place that they focus on, but we're talking about curriculum now. For the educational piece, matters going past. So if he had seen any abnormalities in the curriculum, he would have pointed it out then. So that's CUSAC. It's something that the only thing the district does is collect evidence, and they come in and they ask us questions.
Do they review things like what our curriculum is that we do?
They have the right to review everything. However, they don't review everything. They ask for examples for pieces. In regards to the budget, Lynn, what kind of pieces would that be? Because one of them is fiscal. There's one thing that is fiscal that mm-hmm. they focus on.
For example, do we receive the proper quotations? Do we go out for RFP for professional services?
Right.
Do we transfer above a certain percentage out of line items, administrative costs, those kind of things?
So would this be something that the school puts together and gives out? It's their own assessment.
Dennis, I can only talk from my experience, where I came from. What we would do would be I have people who are responsible to give me the pieces that I felt I needed. For instance, I want curriculums. I want to see the curriculums and when they were updated, and I will be presented with those curriculums. I want to see the agendas, and when the board, like we did tonight, approved those curriculums, because that becomes in question. He might come in and ask to see attendance records. And there are usually 25 things that he wants to see, and over the last 9 years, I sort of had my hands wrapped around in Ocean County what they were looking for, so we were ready for that. We had like a war room set up mm-hmm. with all the documentation, so he knew we were right on task.
I would imagine that's a tall order for somebody to go through real quick and, you know, over some time and make an assessment without knowing all the pieces. And I'm just seeing something like this that says, you know, here, this is what we're doing, but there's no evidence.
It could have fell through the cracks, possibly.
Right.
And I'm not saying it did,
okay.
But that's something that I can definitely discuss with him. But it is being addressed. We're looking at that.
I understand. Is it possible to get this CUSAC approval letter? Is that something?
Oh, without a doubt. That's public information. You don't have to Oprah it.
Yeah,
I'll get it for you.
Great.
And for 9 years, I'm very proud of the fact that we were a high-achieving school district. I'm sure Manasquan is as well. I'm sure. I don't know. I haven't looked at that score. I just assume, and we should never assume. I know that because I think so much of the district. But, yes, you will get that letter.
Great. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Dr. Cajun, real quick for clarity. If, say, after the committee that was the group that was set up to do this, that they decide that we decide either we're getting rid of it or it's coming, and the administrators say we've looked at the curriculum and it's not in line with what the intention is of this district and we might want to change it, it can come back to the board and we can change curriculum, correct?
Well, definitely. One of the things, Dennis, that is my responsibility is the instructional leader of the district. If I find that curriculum didn't fit, or I feel from my professionals they feel questioning, they don't have time to implement it, yes, we could bring it back.
Okay.
But I think, Heather, I made the point, a point of implementation, yeah. Not so much about content.
Well, I think it sounded like their concern that we vote on it tonight, it's set in stone, but it could change.
Sure.
Okay.
Seeing no one else. Anyone on the board have any old business?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Campbell.
I have a question. Reference to the field in the town. This board at a majority voted against having individual committees. They wanted a board of a whole. My question is, was there a letter sent from the town to talk to us? That they wanted to talk to us about going across the field? If there was, I never received one. I didn't know there was a meeting.
The letter's in your packet tonight.
I know, but we're talking about
prior to the meeting. There was,
week,
yeah.
Prior to the meeting.
We discussed.
You
it.
Went.
You weren't here at the public meeting where we discussed.
But why wasn't I called or said, hey, or all of us? Why weren't all of us involved in going through it with the town? Why didn't you invite the town here to talk to us about it? Because they're going to go, and because we're of a board of a whole now. So just like Ms. Muley asked a long time ago, Well, we all should have that information.
We did, it was in the Friday packet.
We discussed it.
It's been, yeah, it was discussed multiple times.
But it was after last.
No, before that.
Yeah, it was, yeah, this has been going on for a few weeks.
Because I hadn't received any call.
Have you?
I didn't get it, so, you know, I just wanted to make a point that if everybody wanted a Board of the Whole, why weren't we all invited to that meeting?
It wasn't really.
Why didn't we invite them here, the town, to talk to us?
Well, it didn't, no.
No, I'm just saying, I mean.
I understand what you're saying, but the reason was because we didn't think it was necessary. I mean, it's an easement for a water line.
Dr. Cajun asked if I would.
Well, that's what I'm saying, they met with, they changed.
But Jack, to answer your question, I would have had no problem inviting the town here. Lynn and I went to meet with the town officials because we wanted to introduce ourselves. And at that meeting, we brought the message to them that we had discussed what they had sent us, because everybody received the letter, and that we had agreed that Heather would represent the board and come with us when we sat down to talk about this.
He asked me to come because I understand.
I understand
easements, but I'm saying I didn't ask to come. He asked me to come at a board meeting that we talked about it.
But if we're changing everything to a Board of the Whole, then there should have been something else.
But we did discuss, it was discussed here at the table.
And it was in our Friday packets multiple times. I mean, it was before with this meeting. The meeting was requested well in advance.
Yeah, in fact, it took us 3 weeks to get that meeting scheduled. And we had discussed it here, Jack.
And actually, the discussion, if you remember, the discussion wasn't whether or not to do it. The discussion was if we have another meeting with them just to get more details. It wasn't a matter of, I mean, no one on the board was adamantly opposed to allowing them to have the easement. So it wasn't, we weren't making any decisions at that meeting. We were just gathering more information to bring back to the whole board, which is in your packet tonight and has been in the Friday packet.
And we discussed it as a committee of the whole last week and talked about making arrangements to make sure that any work they do doesn't interfere with any of our sports activities.
Scheduling, yeah.
I understood that.
That was
prior to that.
Yeah, prior to that, Jack, we discussed it. It was discussed at a committee as a whole.
I was here.
You weren't here. I don't know if you read the Friday packets because they've been doing a very good job of updating of what's transpired. I think so, very much so. As well as we have the audios. I mean, if I'm missing a couple meetings, I think I'm going to listen to some audios.
And as always, if there is a question in between, I mean, you know, we meet 2 weeks in a row and then we don't meet for a few weeks. So if the Friday packet comes out and there's any questions, I mean, Lynn and Frank have been great about answering them, you know, in a timely fashion.
No, sure. I agree with that.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Anyone else have any old business? Any new business?
Was a letter sent to Brielle, Michael? It's about the.
Talk about that in executive session. Mm-hmm.
Oh, executive session. I didn't realize we were going in.
Oh, I can now? Oh, okay.
Old now.
Is that old or new business? Under
it's whatever you want to
do.
Okay. I'd just like to make an announcement. Today we received an email from the public concerning some tweets. I went to those tweets on my lunch. As I was scrolling, I did not realize I was favoring or liking some very belligerent, nasty things that are not of my opinion at all. It was brought to my attention that I was clicking yes as I was scrolling. I just wanted everybody to know that it's not my opinion as a private citizen or a board member to partake in any of that. And it was taken down. It was
unfavored.
New to me. I unfavored them, yes. I had never been on Twitter before. I got an email today. I wanted to go see what that person was speaking about. And as I was going along, I did not realize as I was scrolling on my smartphone, I was clicking. So my apologies, and that does not represent me or the board. I just wanted that out there tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good for you. Anyone else?
Well, it was
all right.
Big boob.
Executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sequel, the Act provides that the Massachusetts Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the 9 subject matters listed in 12B of the Act. And whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Massachusetts Board of Education go into executive session on this date, Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of this executive session is estimated to be not 60 minutes, probably 20 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. Whereas the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now therefore be resolved, the Massacre Board of Education, that the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number seven, litigation or contract matters or attorney-client privilege. It's in relation to a submission to the prosecutor's office. And items discussed in executive session may result in board action when the board reconvenes to public session. That will not be the case this evening. There will be no action taken.
So moved.
We have a motion. Mrs. Walsh, thank you. A second from Mrs. Pisone. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you.
We'll stay here.
Yeah, we'll stay here for now.
Motion adjourned. Anybody want to stay in the camp?
Are you a red folder?
Red folder's back.